Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today our topic is to talk to you about what is your passion and why it's important to understand your passion in business. This is very important because when you want to be successful at anything that you choose to be, you need to first look at it and say, what is it that you really want to do and how can I build a business around it? If you just go out and get a job because someone suggests a job to you in a field that may be very interesting to them but may not have any interest to you, you'll start it, you'll work it for a little while, and then what will happen is you'll get bored or you'll get tired doing it because it's not something that you're really interested in. So what you need to do is look at what it is that you really love to do, that you would do it for free, and figure out a way that you could build a business around it and earn an income. If you look at someone who's very creative, an artist, for instance, they are doing things where they're drawing or using oils and painting. So they've built an income around their passion. If you look at a fashion designer, that first they go to school to learn the tools of the trade. Then they have to figure out how they can work a business around it, especially if they're always building or creating clothing with drawing. They have to come up with the financing. They need to come up with someone who can get them in touch with the manufacturer. If you have something that you do that is a passion for you, that you truly love doing it, and you would be doing it no matter what, then you need to figure out a way that you can turn it into an income for yourself and make it work for you. There are lots of things that you can look at, but first you need to understand what it is that you really love to do. When you communicate this to the people around you, how would you tell them in 1 minute or less what it is that you really love? What that is known as is your elevator story. It is something that whenever you're in an elevator, figure out what it is when someone asks you, what do? You have to have, you have 30 seconds to hook their interest in something and take it and make an income doing it. So how would you tell someone what it is that you love to do and how you can build a business around that? What is it that you would do if you could do it for free? When we look at business, many a time all businesses that become large companies start out small with just a few number of people working in them. It is up to you to decide what it is that you really love to do and how you can take it and make an income doing it. How can you take it and build a business around it? Then you need to come up with a plan. Set a goal for yourself and then work that plan. Work it to the point where it will build you the business, where it will build you the contacts, because everything is done through relationship selling. You have to build that business and you have to increase your income on the things that you really, really love to do. And then you need to figure out what it is that you want to do with it and how you're going to make it work for you? How will you increase your opportunities in the workplace? Let me tell you a story. Because 25 years ago, when I entered the workforce, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. So I had to decide what it is that I wanted to do and how I could make an income doing it. At the time, my education was in psychology and mental health. And those were jobs that were state jobs. I had a job in that field, but when you get hired, it's all based on a probationary period. I ended up working with a company called the Lowndes Valdosta Development Center in a social work position. The supervisor, the director of the program, had been the director when it was a daycare for children with developmental disabilities. Then what happened was the rules and regulations changed governing the rights of the disabled. So the state stepped in and said, we want to make you part of the state program. So every 6 months, she was always hiring a new person in the position of Human Relations Development Center. The Human Relations Services Junior, because she was so sensitive to the fact that the people who held those positions had more of an education than she did, and she felt that if she let them stay there, that she would somehow be ousted as the director of the program. So every 6 months, she was always putting that person on notice that they were not going to be put on permanent status, and they had to look for another job. Now, when I took this job for the first time, I was getting out on my own. I was leaving my family. I was 27 years old. That was a time when it would have assumed that if I had been born able-bodied, I would have already been out on my own, living in my own place. But because I had a disability, and in my family, my mother looked at the disability as a way of holding her children back and creating a lot of negative environment around it, that it created a lot of discord in the family, a lot of negativity, a lot of hostility. And I knew once I got out from under that environment that going back was never an option for me, because I knew that if I did go back and go back to the job that I had previously, then the next time I wanted to go in and move on and get a better job, my mother would throw in the face, my face how I had failed. So I knew going back was never an option. And at the after that, moved up to Atlanta, since I live in Georgia, and found that my best opportunity was to start my own business. So what I did was I looked at my education. I looked at what it was that I really love to do and how I can create a business out of it. Now, I had training in psychodrama. Psychodrama is a form of group therapy where you write a script through situations that you're involved with and issues that you have that you want to work through, and that you can act out with auxiliary egos or auxiliary people who take the role of the individual that you have those issues with. And then you have a double that stands behind you, and he tries and come up and makes statements that you can either agree with and restate, or you can say that's not true and state it in the way that it should be. But it helps you work through some personal issues that you have that tend to hold you back from gaining success within your personal life and reaching the goals that you have. And what I found was that when I was doing this, that for me, the business was not there. So I knew, or I have found out, that whenever I was in class, what I enjoyed the most was standing up in front of people and talking. And so that led me into becoming more of a professional speaker and trainer. And it, at that time, when you went into business for yourself, your only option for marketing was the traditional methods of marketing, which meant that you had your brochures printed up, you bought mailing lists to do the mailings, and you had to buy multiple lists because you could not use the list more than once because they had certain addresses implanted in there so they could tell whether or not you were using the calls or whatever more than once. Then your option was to market yourself by getting in front of associations. You had to do audio tapes, and you had to hire someone to tape your presentations so you can create product for yourself. Now, all of that with today's marketing and with technology has changed, so it's really inexpensive to build a business around public speaking and training and development. So the business has evolved over time. This show and this product that I create whenever I do this show is a product that I can sell through my website. It's also an option that if I want to market myself to a company, then I can say, here's the website for my radio show, and you can hear how I speak, how well-versed I am in my topic, and how I can present myself in a way that influences other people and that I have something that I can say. Also, that another thing that I found was that I had a passion, because I grew up with a disability, was to teach people and help people with disabilities have their own business, because we have now moved from the manufacturing age into the knowledge age, and we've also moved back to the small businessman. So the idea is that you need to understand where things are moving, how you're going to build that business, how you're going to market it, how you're going to expand your services and utilize what is out there currently for you so you can increase your opportunities with your business. It's all about relationships. Today, you see more and more that people are building their business through network marketing. Network marketing is a proven entity for business. It's also a proven entity to build your own business without being in business by yourself. So you have more options available to you today than you did even 15 years ago. So when you look at building a business, you also need to look at what location and how you're going to market yourself. You also need to look at having a website today, because whereas 10, 15 years ago, people wanted to know, did you have a fax so they could send things to you immediately? Everyone wants to know, do you have a website? Many people will go to your website and purchase online today. It has truly made us a global environment. So there are options available to you on how you can build your business and market yourself. There are options available to you for things that you can do that can really help you to expand your business on a long-term basis and grow your business. Today, businesses, what companies are doing is they are no longer going and renting large space and having offices where they're purchasing the computers and the phone service and then they're paying for all of that in the electricity. What they're also doing is they are purchasing the computers, they're purchasing the phones, they're hiring people to work from home. It gives you an opportunity to take that off your income tax. Then it also gives you the opportunity to have flex time. So if you have children, you can choose the days that you want to work. You can choose however the hours that you want to work. If you need to take some time off during the day for your, for personal things, it allows you to do that. So there are options available to you that were not available 10, 15 years ago. Offices are no longer being the place of business that it used to be. You have your retail stores, but even those are not doing the business because you have to take into consideration transportation. If you have a car, you're paying high gas prices. If you're using public transportation, it's taking you two or three times longer to get around from one place to another. So there are a lot of things that you have to look at today when you're looking at business and how you're going to expand your business, how you're going to grow your business. There are social networks on the internet that you can join. And when you have a computer, today you have the webcam built into the computer so you can use multimedia to do short little presentations or 1 or 2 minute advertisements that you put on your personal page on the social site, that whenever people visit it, they will see what your products are and how they can use your product. So you're your best advertising. Remember that. So what you want to do is consider all the things that you can do that can really help you to grow and expand a business today. What can you do that can help you build a business today? And why you need to understand what it is that you really love to do and how you can make an income doing is that when you do what you really love to do, it's not a job. It's only a job if you're toiling and doing something that you really don't like to do just to earn an income. My sister was a teacher for 30 years and retired from teaching, but she hated teaching. She was never a teacher and should never have been a teacher. But with her personality, she does not know how to get along with people. She does not know how to have a relationship. She does not respect the people around her, and yet she expects them to respect her and go out of their way for her. She's a user and a taker, and she will abuse people, and she thinks it's okay. And the sad part is she knew how to get tenure as a teacher, and she knew how to do the basics of teaching. But she never really loved what she did, and the moment that she made her 30 years, she took retirement. The sad part is because she hated what she did for so long, she was so ingrained with the idea of doing something that she hated that she is now depressed. She is not earning, and she has a good income coming in retirement, but yet she's miserable. She will spend all day in the house, never getting dressed, either on the computer or reading, and her excuse is, oh, well, I didn't sleep well the night before. And that's all it is an excuse, instead of admitting she has a problem and seeking help. And that's because she didn't do what she really loved doing. And what she really loved doing was working in a job with numbers. She was always very good in math, and she really wanted to go into business management and work with companies traveling around where what she would be doing would be keeping the books for a company and then sitting down with them and telling them what she did and how she did it, and giving her herself a chance to see different cities. Problem was, her personality was not going to be conducive to it because she does not know how to get along with people. She might have been able to get the job based on her credentials, but within a matter of months, based on her personality, she would have been out the door. And it would have taken a year or two, and then she would have basically gone or reached her limit as far as companies that she could have worked with. And she would never have made it into management level positions because she is just not someone that knows how to get along with people. And she refuses to go out and seek the help. That's why not only is it important to understand what it is that you do as a passion, but it's also important to understand what it is that you can do about changing your behaviors, because when you work within a company, you want to, or years ago it was that you moved up within a company. You took management level training. You got into those positions where you became a supervisor. You eventually got into becoming moving your way up the ladder to where you held a high position. Back in the beginning of the 1950s, the latter part of the 1940s, after World War II, corporations started growing. People would go to work with a company. They would work their way up. They would get their 25-year retirement. They would get their gold watch. And it was always assumed that there was an unwritten rule that you had a job for life. So when the baby boomer generation came into existence, it was always suggested you go to work for the company, you work your way up the ladder, you get your 25-year retirement, you get your Social Security, and you live comfortably. Problem is, in the 1990s, all of that changed because unions were getting to the point where they were outpricing the jobs that the employees had. So the corporations decided, instead of trying to fight the unions, they would just outsource jobs to countries where they could pay lower salaries. That was the beginning of the downfall of the corporate environment. And what you found was that individuals were getting offers for buyout packages from corporations where they received their health care. They received so many months in severance pay, and it gave them the opportunity to decide whether or not self-employment was for them or whether they would go to work for a smaller company. It was also a time when you found a group of individuals who had already put 15, maybe 20 years into a company, and they had another 5, maybe 10 years of employment left. So many of them looked at network marketing as an opportunity to grow their business or to keep a stable income. You also found seminar leaders taking advantage of this time and offering seminars on how to buy property for no money down. What they were doing was creating an income for themselves and taking advantage of the baby boomer generation who were looking for employment and wanted to keep up their level of income at the same level that they were at. And you were seeing things happen and the big changeover. Today, you can look at working for a corporation for no longer than 1, 2, anywhere from 3 to 5 years max, and then you're going to have to look at how can I take those skills and expand them into an area where I can build my own business. and I need to look at how I can create opportunities to market myself. How can I create opportunities to build a business for myself? So as you see, there is a change happening in the marketplace today, and it's up to you to decide how you're going to look at building your business, how you're going to look at expanding the things that you're currently doing, how are you going to expand and make the changes in your personal life that can really help you to build your business, to go in a good direction for yourself. Now, let me get back to passion. Because of my struggles in building a business and the fact that I had not had the opportunity to work someplace long enough to establish credit for myself, then what I found was that I couldn't go to the bank, I couldn't get a business loan through a bank, and I did not qualify through the Small Business Administration to receive microloans. So in the back of my mind, I thought, well, if I have the opportunity, I would like to create a nonprofit organization that would serve people with disabilities to help them learn the skills they need to have their own business and also to provide low-interest loans as seed money to get started. Because even though there's with technology, there's ways that you can grow a business on a minimal amount of money, you still have to cover the overhead of having a roof over your head. You still have the knowledge of running a business successfully, and you still need the support systems in place. I didn't have these things. I struggled to grow my business for many years. Then I was living in an extended stay hotel where I went out and I worked and was able to bring in the money daily because I was not making enough to be able to pay it all at once, or was not making enough to be able to put it in the bank to keep it ahead so that I had it to be able to pay a weekly rent. And since this was a place where they were Hindus and they were money hungry, they didn't care if you brought it in daily because you were paying an extra $20 in the end just to have that ability to stay there. And while I was there, I took the opportunity to put a plan in action, but I could not move ahead with it until I had the funds available to me. Then what happened was that particular extended stay hotel was in an area where there were the Department of Transportation came in because they needed to redo the bridge. They needed to make changes in what they were going to do in the roads. And when they came in, they bought out the people who had been staying there for more than a year. Luckily for me, my buyout package was nearly $30,000, and it was to be paid off over 3.5 years. And the only way I would have gotten a lump sum is if I had qualified to purchase a home, and that would have been used as a down payment. Until I had a steady income of my own coming in that I knew I could afford to pay for a home, that was not an option. But when they gave me the final payment, I knew I could either use all of that money strictly for the rent, or I could take it and take part of it and put it towards the establishment of my nonprofit. And I went through LegalZoom to register the name of my nonprofit, and I also went through them to start the process of the 501c3. Then it was a matter of the next step was that I became part of the foundation because through them I could get training on how to put together a business plan, how to put together a grant, how to put together a financial plan, all of those things that I needed to be able to move my nonprofit to the next level. But before I could do that, I needed to have board members. Then over the next 8 months, it was a matter of talking to people and trying to find the right person. It just so happened I went to a program called Moby Camp, which was for developers of software and applications for the Apple and the iPod. And since social media is becoming a big avenue, I met someone there who was doing a presentation on Twitter. And since I understand social networking and its importance in marketing, I talked to him and told him what it was I wanted to do with my nonprofit. He gave me his card and he said, get back in touch with me. We met and sat for an hour and he told me he wanted to be on my board. He has the contacts to get me the funding that I need to put my nonprofit into the next level of actually getting it up and running and doing the services that I want it to do, and do that for at least 6 months so that I can then become accredited as a 501c3 nonprofit organization and can then apply for grants to be able to provide the services. Because what I need is the initial funds to be able to pay someone on a contract basis to work with the clients, to hire an executive director to run the program, to have a secretary and other administrative positions available. That's going to take some funds in place. Then initially, since I'm handling the whole thing, I knew I would need someone to be a secretary for me. So what I wanted to do was hire someone that was a virtual assistant. And since I'm on a social group in Yahoo called New Coaches Connection, I posted something on there for a virtual assistant. I got a call from someone that she has worked with nonprofits that were startups. She knows how to complete the forms that are needed for the application of the nonprofit. And I also contacted her and said, I need a third person to fill out my board. Would you be willing to be on my board and assist me with putting together the initial business plan and financial plan? And once the funding is in place, you will get paid for the time that you have spent on it, plus you will be hired on a contract basis as a virtual assistant to help me with getting this, keep this organization running until we get the nonprofit status. So that is something that was a passion of mine, and it has happened, but it didn't always happen on my time frame. It happened on a different time frame. So those are things that you really need to consider also. But if you really believe in something, if you really know that it's something that you would do no matter what, then you need to look at ways you can take and build a business around it. You need to look at how you can go out and market yourself. I've also got another story to tell you of someone who is a fashion designer, and he has taken classes and graduated with a degree in fashion design, but he wants to have his own business. And he went to a technical school, and they had some contacts for him, but not always the right contacts. So what he did was he had a book that he pulls out and he shows everyone whenever he's out walking around. And recently, I happened to meet someone who was a fashion designer and owned his own business. And since I knew he was trying to start his own business or to get into fashion design, this person gave me their information and told me to have him contact them. What has happened for him now is he's got a contact that can get him into the places that he can go to actually have his designs turned from just pictures into actual products. In walking around and showing people his book, he has met someone who is the financial arm that can help finance his project. So what will happen is now that he starts getting the garments, then he can go into the stores and he can get them in there, or he can find space that he can rent, and then he's got to, or he can go and do shows where he's getting his dresses on people's back and getting them to where they really love what he has. And as he builds his business and builds a name for himself, then he will only increase his business. But it's always a process that you have to go through. Nothing happens immediately, and you have to understand what it is takes, and you really have to have a passion for what you do. Now, while you work on your business, while you grow that business, there are options available to you to get your name out there. You go and you write articles. First, online, you can submit it. There's what you do is you go online and you research. You find out what types of articles are out there, what types of questions individuals are asking, and then what you do is you answer those questions. You let people know that you are an expert in your field on your topic. You write enough articles and get it submitted to the point that eventually you become known as an expert. When you become known as an expert, then what happens is that you will find people who will come to you and they will ask for your knowledge. And in the clothing industry, it's understanding how fabrics change over time, how what's used now, how you can make the best product, and actually looking at the different shapes that people have and how you can address those issues, how you can address them through articles and make suggestions on the types of clothes that people wear to make themselves look thinner or bigger or whatever in those areas where they either have deficiencies or they have an abundance. But when you dress and you dress for success, you want to project a certain image. So where are the things that you can do that can help you to expand and increase the information that you want to do? How can you improve your opportunity? There is just so many things that you need to consider today that can help you to put yourself in a position to become known, and how you can build a following, and how you can connect with different organizations that will help promote you and the products you have. Also, when you look at building a website and you look at that as your storefront, then you want to connect with people who have products that complement your product. If you are manufacturing clothing, then you want to look at what types of pocketbooks, what types of shoes, what types of accessories people would use with your clothes to enhance them. Then you go to companies who provide those products and you work with them to do shows, or you work with them to provide catalogs and suggestions, so that what you're doing is cross-selling to each other's customers. That's another way of building up and expanding your business. So as you see, there are options available to you. It's just a matter of knowing where to go and what to do. And also to be aware of what it is that you have a passion about. What I would like to do is also take this time to have a break and do this short little advertisement for my website. It's onepersonalcareercoach.com. You can go to my website. You can purchase other audio programs that I've done. I recently did a half-hour presentation audio that you can purchase that's called Manage Your Lost Career Methods and Techniques to Get Back on Track. Because if you have lost a job and you are looking for the traditional methods of employment, then those are not going to work for you, and you need to look for other options. Today's topic is about your passion. And if you are creating a business for yourself, then you need to look at your passion as a way of creating an income for yourself. And you need to look at all the options available to you and put a plan in place on what it is that you want to do. And to make it happen, you need to set dates down. Now, if it's something that is beyond your control as far as those dates are concerned, then you need to be able to do and have some leeway there to understand. But then maybe there were certain steps that you missed that you didn't talk about that you needed to think about implementing first. And I can tell you that if it had been up to me, the things that I wanted to do, I would have done them 10, 15 years ago. But the timing and the market were not there for my products and services. So I had to be flexible, and I had to look for alternative ways to make money in the interim. Today, with the internet, the fact if you are a designer, but there is someone who has a website who sells accessories, then you may very well want to become an affiliate with them and help them to sell their products. And the fact that you're a fashion designer, then that means that what you would do is when you're helping to sell those products, you can tell people about your product, you can show them your designs. You never know where your contact is going to come that can help you to grow and expand your avenue of product. It just gives you alternatives. It gives you avenues to look at. If you're in the healthcare industry and you want to align yourself with companies who have products to sell in that industry, if you are, say, someone who is a Black or an Afro-American, then you may want to look at organizations that help promote African-American or Black businesses today. If you are a chiropractor or a doctor, what avenues can you go in that can help you to expand your business and your information? There are always things that you can do. It's just that you need to take and look at all of your options available to you. You need to consider the things that will help you expand and grow your business in a way that can help you expand and increase your opportunities. There are things that you need to consider simply because there have to be avenues available to you. And many times before you even manufacture or promote your first product, you have to basically apprentice yourself with someone else who's already been in business, who already has the information that you need so that you can learn from them. That is why you would go work within a retail store to sell clothing, because then you learn what people's shapes are, what looks good on them, what looks bad on them, how you can make suggestions. You get out there, you find out what magazines are out there that promote different things in your industry. You go to them, you ask them, how can you submit articles on and make suggestions on articles? Then you become known as an expert on that topic. There are just so many things that you can do that can help get your name out there before you even put your first product online or out there for someone to see. There's just so many things that you can do today. Plus, with the internet, you have options. You can have a small space. You can put up pictures of things that you've designed. You can put up pictures and information about products. You always have to remember these call letters, WIIFM, because whenever anyone looks at your item or your product, they're always going to ask themselves, what is in it for me? How can this product, how can this information help me? And if it helps me, then I'm going to want to keep a copy of that article for later reference. And then that also creates an opening for you in the things that you need to be concerned about. There are so many things that you need to do that you can create opportunities for yourself today. And what is it that you have a passion about, and how can you make an income doing that? Now, what are some other things that you can consider that can really help you in expanding your business? How can you adapt? Because I've talked to people who have had their own business, and what they did 10 or 15 years ago in their business and what they do today is not exactly the same thing, because technology changes. How can you utilize technology to adapt those changes to your business? When someone had a product to sell, whether it was clothing or accessories, 10 years ago, the only option available to them was opening up a store, having a high overhead where they had the product for people to try on, and then not only did they have the product for them to try on, but they had to have multiple pieces of product. And in Atlanta, we have what's known as the America's Mart, or used to be called the Inforum. And what you do is you have different spaces that manufacturers reps will come in, and it will be a central location for people who have small businesses where they have gift shops and they have to come and purchase items for their stores to sell or whatever. And then they purchase in quantity. Now, if you are into clothing, you can work as a manufacturer's rep, or you can work in a store where the manufacturers come in and the buyers come, so that you can talk to the buyers. And the more knowledgeable you are about your product, the more they will come to see you as an expert on that topic. Then as you move into manufacturing your own products, then it's a matter of you learning how to take and mastering what it is that you want and how you can take it and grow a business doing it. So there's always options available to you, and you need to look at these things as what it is that you plan on doing and how you are going to take and grow your business, and how you are going to become known as an expert. Then it's a matter of getting out there and participating in different activities where you have the opportunity to promote yourself or to promote your business. So there are always things that you can do to consider where it is you want to take that business and where it is that you want to expand your business and what it is that you can do that can really help you to become known as an expert. The more you're known as an expert on your topic, the more people will seek you out and ask your opinion. And they may even want to ask your opinion about what changes are going on, what changes are going on in the workplace, what changes are happening, and what people need. If you're in the fashion industry, they want to know what trends are going to be happening in the next 6 months to a year and how it can change. If you look at the shows, you have the entertainers, and you have certain manufacturers who of clothing. What they do is they look at what the entertainers are wearing at the award shows, because that's going to be telling you the trend on what types of clothing that people will wear when they attend affairs in the next year to 6 months to 2 years. And they take and they will replicate pictures of this clothing and make it slightly different. And then in the next 6 months, you will see those items in the store. So as you see, there's also things that you can consider and ways that you can change. But it's up to you to decide what it is that you want to do, how you want to build a business around it. Because today there's no such thing as a guaranteed job. Remember, jobs that existed 10 years ago do not exist today. Jobs that exist today did not exist 10 years ago. And there will be jobs in the future that have not been invented yet, because technology has changed the way we do business and where we do business. If you look at the job that you had 10 years ago, if it still exists, it's in a different form. What used to be a secretary or an office manager or even an executive assistant, today many of them are also virtual assistants on the internet, because today we move back to the small businessmen. And what is happening is that unless people actually need to pay large rent for a physical space, then they're going to be working from home, and they will contract out services to other people who work from home. So where you're doing business today has very much changed from where you did business even 5-6 years ago. So are you prepared for the new workplace? Are you ready to change where you're looking for a job? And are you going to look at your natural behavioral style? Are you going to look at whether or not you're very outgoing or whether you're reserved, whether you like doing paperwork more than you like dealing with the public, and how are you going to translate that into a job for yourself? Because if you're able to translate that into a job for yourself, you will have a job in the 21st century. If you are unable to translate it, then you need to seek someone else out who can help you understand how to look at and expand into the job market. If you are interested in getting coaching and learning about how to build your business, to understand what it is that you have a passion about and how you can build a business around it, then I would love the opportunity to help you. Because I use certain products that can help you understand where you're coming from. as an Inkscape publishing distributor, I use assessment profiles that you can take online that can help you understand your natural behavioral style and how you communicate. And also, I happen to have taken part in a program that was called Outsourcing Secrets. All it was a program that someone was charging almost $500 for, that all it was doing was teaching you good time management skills. And the fact that when people go into business for themselves, when they first get started, they tend to wear all the hats. And then what that does is that stresses you out, that creates an avenue for you where you either end up getting sick over what you do or you never get anything done, because you have certain things that you really love to do. You have things that you really hate to do. Good time management skills says if you procrastinate or if you let people waste your time, then what you're doing is you're creating an environment where you're setting yourself up for failure. And what you want to do is figure out a way that you can make changes so that you can find success for yourself. And if that means, if it's something that you really, really hate doing and it takes away the times or the things that you really need to do, that you really love to do, then you need to look for someone who has a strength in that area and can work with you to help you to reach your goal. Remember, no one is an island. We all need someone else to help us. And the problem is, and I understand this, is you may not have a lot of money up front, but you can still barter out services because people will be willing to help you if they know down the road as your income increases that it will be a monetary payout. And like, for instance, in my situation, because I don't have the money in place right now for my nonprofit organization to hire someone to work with me as a virtual assistant, then what I need someone to do is to be willing to assist me in putting together the business plan and the financial plan, knowing that once the funds are in place, they will get reimbursed for the time they spent. Plus, they will be set up on as an independent contractor, as a virtual assistant, where they will be receiving a check every week or every 2 weeks. So what you want to do is look at your options and how you can make them work for you. So just remember, let's get back to what this presentation was today, and it was how to find your passion. What I want you to do is to look at what it is that you really love to do. I've had people tell me that they want to be what you call a personal assistant, where they help someone coordinate the clothing for different events. I've had someone tell me that they want to do presentations teaching people what their legal rights are. So there are options to you on things that you can do and create a job around. You just need to look at it and decide what it is that you want to do and how you can take it and make an income doing it. And now we're getting down to the end of the hour, and I would like to thank you for listening to my show today. And remember to come back next week, when we will discuss another topic that will help you learn to move your business from where you're at now to where you want to be in the future.